WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. The daily dose of Stoic wisdom delivered with a side of snark and a whole lot of heart. I'm your host, Taylor Ree, and let me tell you, relationships can be tricky. Like navigating a minefield blindfolded, sometimes it feels like one wrong step and boom, disaster. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help you build stronger, more fulfilling connections? It's not telepathy though, wouldn't that be awesome? It's something way more powerful. Active listening. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, Taylor, isn't that just common sense? Stick with me for a minute. Active listening is more than just hearing words, it's about truly understanding the speaker, their emotions, and their intentions. It's about being present in the conversation, giving them your undivided attention, and showing genuine interest. Here are 5 key takeaways to master the art of active listening and watch your relationships blossom. 1. Be present, be human. Ever find yourself zoning out mid-conversation? You know, that feeling when you're half listening, daydreaming about what's for dinner or planning your next vacation? Yeah, that doesn't exactly scream engaged communicator. Active listening means ditching the distractions, put down the phone, silence those notifications, and make eye contact. Show the speaker they have your full attention, because trust me, they'll feel it. 2. Ask questions, don't just react. You know that urge to jump in with your own story or offer unsolicited advice? Yeah, try holding back on that for a sec. Instead of reacting, ask thoughtful questions that encourage the speaker to elaborate. Tell me more about that. How did that make you feel? Are great starting points. Remember, the goal is to understand their perspective, not just wait for your turn to talk. 3. Mirror their emotions. Ever notice how people tend to mirror each other's body language and expressions? It's a subconscious thing that helps us connect. Active listening goes beyond mirroring, it involves reflecting the speaker's emotions back to them. You could say things like, it sounds like you're feeling frustrated, or I can see that this is really important to you. This shows empathy and understanding, making them feel truly heard. 4. Summarize to stay on track. Think of yourself as a mental notepad, jot in down key points to ensure you're following along. Regularly summarize what the speaker has said in your own words. This not only demonstrates active listening, but also helps clarify any misunderstandings. It's like saying, okay, I'm with you so far, and keeps the conversation flowing smoothly. 5. Validate, don't judge. You know that friend who always seems to know exactly what to say? The one who makes you feel heard and understood even when you're ranting about your messy life. Active listening is all about being that friend. Validate their feelings, even if you don't necessarily agree with their perspective. Say things like, I hear what you're saying, or that must have been really tough. Remember, it's not about solving their problems, it's about creating a safe space for them to share. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you and your bestie are catching up over coffee. She's telling you about this crazy work situation, sounding totally stressed out. Instead of launching into your own stories or offering unsolicited advice, you practice active listening. You ask questions to understand her perspective, mirror her emotions by saying things like, it sounds like that was really frustrating, and summarize what she said to show you paying attention. By the end of the conversation, she feels heard, understood, and supported, and your friendship has just strengthened. T. Active listening isn't just some fluffy concept, it's a powerful tool that can transform your relationships. It takes effort, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. So next time you find yourself in a conversation, put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen. You might be surprised by how much deeper your connections become. And remember, folks, that's what Mental Fortitude Daily is all about, empowering you with tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, wisdom, and a whole lot of heart. Until tomorrow, keep striding for that inner peace, one mindful conversation at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.